We are with Richard Zokel, founder of MindLink Golf, with our Rub of the Link podcast. Hey, Dick, you know, we talk about staying in the moment. We talk about not getting our head of ourselves on the golf course. I watched the old clam bake from Pebble Beach on the weekend. Very interesting to watch that, in that, you know, we talk about guys blowing up by getting too far ahead of themselves, and yet I look at a guy like Ted Potter Jr., you know, I mean, when they start talking about Mr. Potter, I was thinking, you know, the character from, you know, It's a Wonderful Life, in the Christmas story, you know, and here's Ted Potter, you know, playing with Dustin Johnson in the final round on one of the most iconic golf courses going. He's got Jason Day chasing him down. He's got, you know, all these guys, John Rahm's in there, and you know, just so many people, you know, he's sitting there chatting with Clint Eastwood. There's a guy who just seemed to be out there enjoying the day, walking along the Pacific Ocean.
Yes, no doubt. The AT&T Pro-Am this past week, you know, created, I suppose, a different situation in the final round. You know, we watched this young fellow named Ted Potter, who's won on the PGA Tour a couple of years ago, then lost his card. He shoots 62 in the third round of the tournament, which puts them tied for the lead at minus 14 with, you know, good old Dustin Johnson. And, yeah, and they're going to be paired together in the final group. And, yes, it's Pebble Beach. It's stunningly gorgeous. And there's some big names kind of around the lead. You know, obviously Dustin Johnson, Phil's around there, Jason Day. And it's completely assumed that Dustin Johnson, given his length, that he's going to cruise to victory, and Ted Potter is going to fold like a cheap tent.
That's what I would have thought.
Well, that's what everyone thinks.
Yeah.
But, you know, what really is the beauty is that anyone can beat, you know, anyone on the PGA Tour can beat any great player at any given moment. It's kind of the nature of golf, and it's the nature of life.
Sure.
And, you know, and Potter, you know, he made a mistake on the first hole in the final round, three putting.
Right.
But then made a bunch of birdies thereafter, and he, you know, his performance. Potter does not have a good golf swing, but and this is the learning opportunity here: is it's not about having a great golf swing. Performance on the golf course is about executing shots in difficult situations. So, what was really remarkable about Ted Potter Jr. was his ability to, in those situations, very high pressure situations, to assess the shot and then be able to execute that shot. Now, he was a champion at being able to do that. And, yes, he took advantage of Dustin Johnson not playing to his ability, but that's the opportunity he presented himself. And he closed the deal. He played like a champion. He got and his victory came from in his mindset. He was able to handle that situation, not get ahead of himself like most people would do, like you talked about. He didn't do that. He played it one shot at a time, and he executed and assessed like a great champion. It was a great story.
These are the positive results of what you're talking about. I mean, like I say, so often we seem to concentrate a little bit on the negative, you know, when things tend to blow up, you know, when people do get caught up in that getting ahead of themselves. This is something that just shows, you know, the positive side of everything that you talk about.
Well, yes, and that's the great opportunity. The opportunity, and you know, it's so easy for players themselves to get ahead of themselves. It's so easy for Ted Potter to get ahead of himself to say, you know, say after he bogeys the first hole in the final round, like, oh, here we go again.
Right.
Play the victim. But no, what his breakthrough was mentally. And because his mind was so strong in that moment, then it allowed him to be able to, you know, his ability to execute shots and assess shots in the moment, and it allowed him to ascend to a new, different level. It was a breakthrough moment, and all these breakthrough moments are when he performs well in his mind first, and then the execution of shots and hence the score is a byproduct of how well he deals mentally with those situations.
How difficult would it have been in that situation? We talked about the situation, obviously the location, the names all around him. How difficult was it for him to shut all that out?
Those things are very difficult, you know, and even though we talk about this at MindLink, and we offer this system in which for people to grab onto so they can stay present, stay in the present moment, but you have to have some type of protocol, and it's a lot easier said than done. So the idea is to condition yourself, and so when you're put in those situations, you have a plan. You have to stick to it. It doesn't mean you're going to be successful in it,
right.
But your plan is such that it allows you to make progress, build brick upon brick on the foundation of being able to get back into the present moment. And, you know, and Dustin Johnson is a wonderful example of this as well, because Dustin gets into it, and when he doesn't have a good day like he did on Sunday, right. He just sloughs it off and moves on to the next day. And, you know, we watched him do it in very stressful situations in U.S. Opens when he's been given a penalty for no good reason.
Sure.
And he's still able to stay present where it affects everyone negatively. So this is the thought discipline that we provide at MindLink, and that's so critical in everyone's good performance.
It's really odd when you mention Dustin Johnson, and you know, such as the instance that you mentioned, you know, getting that penalty in the U.S. Open. We sit and we look at a guy like Dustin Johnson, and for example, on Sunday, expecting him to win just because he is Dustin Johnson.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, we never step away and thinking, you know, hey, you know what? Maybe it's an off day for him.
Well, that's just it. They just that's what expectations are. You know, we as outsiders, I think we say those in the media
right.
that put higher expectations on everyone. But, you know, there's always going to be one winner each week. And, you know, and we have the media has a tendency to assume and make these expectations on whoever is the greatest that week. They will never falter, but we all know that's not the case. Dustin Johnson is human. He has bad days. We watched him have a bad day last Sunday,
right.
And we're going to watch him have bad days in the future, but we're also going to watch him do remarkable things, you know, and I think 2018 is going to be one of those, you know, good years. And, you know, another interesting story is on Jon Rahm. Did you notice what he did this past weekend?
Absolutely. You know, and I think we're talking basically the same thing as with Dustin Johnson. You know, the expectation on him for 2018, you know, is that starting to get to the guy?
Yes. Well, it's interesting with Jon Rahm, and I think, you know, Dustin Johnson and Jon Rahm are polar opposites, whereas, you know, if Dustin Johnson has a bad day or a bad round,
right.
he's able to move on. And
sure.
I think what we're watching in Jon Rahm, I think we're watching a guy with obviously just as much talent as Dustin Johnson, but I think his emotional volatility is really going to be the weak point in his game moving forward. You know, this past weekend, on Sunday, he shot 42. We watched his anger last weekend in the waste management, and he had a bad day there. We watched him have a meltdown the previous week in San Diego on the weekend as well. So, you know, one of the watches, and all about the mindset, where, you know, I think Jon Rahm is going to have to gain some maturity. He's going to have to learn to be more present, a la Dustin Johnson, or else we're going to watch his weak link, his emotional weak link, really determine what kind of player he's going to be in the future.
Well, now it's kind of interesting. If we were talking about this 20 years ago, who would we be talking about?
Possibly another Spanish.
Exactly.
And, you know, we watched Sergio this past year mature.
Yeah.
You know, he kind of he let go of trying to, of his expectation, and he became empowered. But you're absolutely right. You know, the emotional stability, emotional volatility is, you know, it doesn't really matter if you have all the physical attributes to play amongst the best in the world. We're all only as good as our weakest link, and I think we're seeing a weak link in Jon Rahm, and we're gonna have to watch that and see how well he progresses with his emotional volatility.
You know, it's interesting to, you know, you mentioned about how Jon Rahm has all the talents of a Dustin Johnson. I mean, really, Sergio did as well. And actually, these days, Sergio reminds me of Dustin Johnson, the way he just, with his approach.
Yeah, you know, and when it comes to Sergio, you know, he had that great year last year, and I think he has a tendency to be emotional again. But, you know, we're going to have to see if he's able to stabilize it this year, say, at the Masters. We're going to be able to watch that. But, you know, getting that stability, that emotional stability that Tiger was rock solid in his prime, you know, that Phil Mickelson, you know, has stabilized as well. He was a little emotional and volatile in his earlier days, and he stabilized that. But, you know, that's the beautiful thing about golf, is that it's a mental game. And if you don't have that, you know, that plan or the ability to access the present moment, you're going to be giving away golf shots.
Well, let's talk about the present moment. And we're looking at a former Canadian Open champ here, in Jez Reavie. He's got a couple of runner-up positions going for him right now. It seems like his career is definitely trending upwards. Where's his head at right now, Dick? I mean, how do you go into things? How do you go into a tournament? You know, do you ride the momentum in? Is that what he's doing?
There's a lot of good momentum for Jez Reavie right now. Obviously, he's in the category of a person who can't hit it very far, but he hits it well enough. But what his strength is his emotional containment. You know, you can't be, you know, that far short of hitter and give up this advantage to the big hitters and be emotionally unstable. Your stability has to be at a prime. It's the strength of a Zach Johnson. It's the strength of a Mike Weir in his prime. It's what Jez Reavie is doing so well. It's what Ted Potter did last weekend. We're watching Jez Reavie trend in the right direction, and it's all about his mental stability. He's able to stay present. He's able to maximize and optimize his performance. So where his good play is coming from, it starts again with his mind.
I think from a MindLink perspective, there's some very interesting stories coming up. I mean, obviously we've seen a few with Jez Reavie and with Ted Potter Jr., like you were mentioning. And really, I mean, what happens with John Rahm is going to be very interesting to see as well. We're going to see what his containment's like out there.
Absolutely. Every weekend on the PGA Tour, from my perspective, it's like a MindLink infomercial, because the winners are saying they stayed in the moment, they played it one shot at a time, and the ones who are giving it away are the ones who have slipped on the emotional volatility scale.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what's going to happen. I mean, we're almost on the road to the Masters, so things are just going to get tighter from here on in.
I look forward to it, Hutch. It's going to be fun to watch.
Okay, Dick. We'll talk to you real soon.
All